Okay, this evening chanting is to develop the spiritual faculty of sadha, virya, and sati. Yeah? So when you chant with the faith, when you chant with understanding, because it's the English translation, so on, then the Dhamma will strengthen your faith, so on. Then after your faith is strengthened, your spiritual faculty or sadha will be there. That it will motivate you to move because it explained to you clearly what the Buddha is, who he is, and how special he is, his nine great virtues. Then he talked about the Dhamma, how wonderful the Dhamma is, can free you from suffering, and what are the characteristics of the Dhamma, all explained there, like yesterday I explained. Then he tell you all the enlightened disciples of the Buddha, the four pairs of enlightened being, they are filled of great merits. That's why you must take refuge with them. Then you do with understanding. Then when you bow with understanding. Then you ask for forgiveness from Triple Gem. You do it with understanding. So all this will strengthen your faith. Yeah? Strengthen your sadha. Then when you bow mindfully, you will strengthen your sati. So this is how puja, or evening chanting and morning chanting can actually help you develop the spiritual faculty. Okay, now we get Joyce to start. Page 9. Okay, we start now. To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment through the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciple who had practiced well, to this the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offering our rightful homage. It is well for us the blessed one had attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit, for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened
blessed one, I
render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Okay, you bow. Then we chant the Pali on it. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha,
homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha.
A good word of the blessed one, reputation
has spread as follows.
He, the blessed one, is indeed the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha.
The Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun, awakening the lotus. I bow my head to the peaceful chief of conqueror,
the Buddha, who is the secure refuge of all being.
As the first object of recollection, I revered him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and Guide. The Buddha is sorrow destroyer, who bestows blessing on me. To the Buddha I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening.
For me there is no other refuge.
The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By the devotion of the Buddha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome.
By body, speech, or
mind, for whatever wrong reason
I have committed towards the Buddha,
may my accomplishment of all be accepted, and in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha. Now let us chant the recollection of the Dhamma.
The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inward to be experienced individually by the wise.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It is excellent because it's well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion.
I revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and Guide. The Dhamma is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessing on me. To the Dhamma I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha.
They are the blessed one disciple
who have practiced well, who has practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, those who practice with integrity. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the noble ones disciple. Such ones are worthy of gift, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offering, and worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in this world.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha.
Born of the Dharma,
that Sangha which has practiced well,
the field of the Sangha,
form of eight kinds of noble beings,
guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue.
I revert the assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and Guide. The Sangha is sorrow's destroyer and it bestows blessing on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life. And in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha.
Okay, we will do the closing homage. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi
suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho saṅghaṁ namāmi.
Okay. Okay, now it's 7 o'clock. We are back to schedule. So you can actually have about 45 minutes of meditation. So 7 to 7.45. You can either do sitting, or you can develop walking, bowing, standing, contemplation, meditation. Maybe before that, I just want to explain a little bit about walking. Just now, one of the sisters asked me how to do walking. So you see, when you do walking, you just walk, naturally walk. Then develop awareness means what? Like I always say, body and mind as one. Means what? Means your awareness, your attention is on your body. Like my hand, move. Like morning exercise. Your mind is with this movement. Then come down. So now you are walking, your mind is with your leg walking, with your entire body walking. You just have attention here. When you have attention in your body, when your mind is aware of the body, it cannot think in there. Correct or not? Correct or not? You got it or not? You're supposed to train until like that, no? But the problem is, you think a lot. Every day you walk, you think a lot. You don't know. It has become habitual tendency. That's why she said, I walk by a lot of thought, no. I aware by a lot of thought, no. What is that sentence? If you aware, there is no thought. Means you not aware. Most of the time, the thought is active. Which means you didn't really understand that awareness is just aware. Where you put the awareness, you put it on your body. Then you just walk. Then like Anapanasati breathing, every time it wanders off and go to the thinking, you bring it back to the body, understand? Understand? Determined to be aware of the body, then just walk. Forget about whether you in sati or not, understand? Just walk. Like you train in game, anything. After a while, the walking will become very like in rhythm, synchronized. The body and mind, suddenly you see, body and mind as one. No thought already. All of a sudden you can feel that it's quiet already. And then that time you're very graceful and you realize. You walk very naturally, very relaxed. Yeah? No more thinking. And the thinking will slow down because you are in a retreat. It's not like at home. Walk half an hour or 15 minutes, after that go and walk. And then the thought start again. In a retreat, it's easier to do, understand? So that when you can do it, when you know what is mindfulness, that is the most important. The moment you know what is mindfulness, then you can carry this state into the daily life, understand? Then every time if you anchor your mind to your body, when it's aware of this movement, then you will start to be aware of all movement, understand? Even when you do Tai Chi, Qi Gong, or like morning, I show you my hand movement, or I aware, understand? As long as I move, my mind is with this movement, then there is awareness, understand? Then the awareness can be aware of a lot of things, but it can only do one thing at a time, understand? Because when I speak, I have general awareness. You ask question, then I look there. And then I have awareness of your movement, your thinking, understand? So, walking meditation is very simple. Don't try to know anything, don't try to know anything, like swimming. Jump into the pool and find out for yourself whether you sink or you float or you die. So walk. Walk naturally. Like the Buddha said, when I walk, I aware. Yeah? The mind is aware that it's walking. Standing, aware that it's standing. That's why breathing in, the mind is aware. It means mind and breath as one. Walking, mind and body as one. Keep your mind inside your body, cannot. Cannot. Stay with your body. Don't go and think ahead. Because you keep your mind in your forehead, that's why you think a lot. You move your attention to your body. I just want to be aware of this one. Then you could continue to walk. Initially, you find it difficult to be aware and mindful, then you slow down a bit. If it helps, then you do. If it doesn't help, then walk fast. Walk until you go into rhythm. Then you will slow down on your own. You go and try yourself. Okay? Then bowing also same. You just bow. Until mindfulness comes, you will know one. You will know one. Don't try to know before that. Okay? Develop the faith, the saddha virya, then sati will come. Okay, I leave it to you to develop the meditation. Okay? Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For the seminar, slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Then we will continue with our next session. Again, Q&A and Dhamma sharing. So just now I didn't finish the Padma Suri's question. I only answer the first one. First one, you talk about energy. So like you can control it and play with it. So it's okay. Because if you have done Qigong, the energy will be there. So you make use of this energy. Later on, got use. So don't worry about what I explain about the gateway and all those things. Because that one you won't do until much, much later. Unless you want to become Buddha and all those things. The normal sainthood until Arahant, you don't need to do that. So don't worry about all this energy. If you need it for your help, you go ahead and do. Do not worry or fear. Then also, you have a choice. It doesn't mean that with this you cannot do the meditation as taught by the Buddha. No, you can do. The only thing is, later on, let's say you want to do what they call the more higher meditation that will lead to different understanding, then this energy or this thing that actually is inside your body that you will find it difficult to locate that gateway because it's like energy covering it. Without the energy, already so difficult to find. So with the energy, very difficult to break through or penetrate, and you don't know where. So that is just for knowledge, not for you all, for those who want to listen. The other thing is also, I haven't answered whether, where you ask the question, is that the right way to do it, is it? So meditation is like that. You have to do it with understanding. So when you have this energy, you can play with it, try it out. But at the end of the day, you must remember, why are you here? You're supposed to train your mind to be heedful and aware, understand? Then stabilize it and use it to cultivate noble evil path leading to heedfulness. So if the main focus is not there, means you just experience it, then you move on to either train the mind, or if you already trained, you already aware, mindful, which for your case could be. So you can just relax more. When you relax more, see what happened to this energy. When you continue to relax, actually the energy become more and more refined. But sometimes this energy, no place to go, no trap. So people use it to store at the Tan Tian and use the Qi for hell and all that. The other way to use the energy is to radiate love and metta. And when you radiate love and metta in long enough, this energy can become like very wholesome, meritorious. Then as you have more and more of this love and metta, through the perfection of the, like, the 10 perfection that the Buddha do, it can actually, through that love, the universal love, also connect you back to the thing. But it will not be like so easy to like come out of the energy field. You're supposed to release from there. Not to say you cannot do, you can do, but don't hold on to the energy. Release it out and develop daily mindfulness. Understand? Develop awareness, then develop daily mindfulness. you carry the energy and do, then you will be in a state like you already, very peaceful, very calm, nothing can disturb you. So that is where energy field got its disadvantage. Disadvantage in the sense that it's so something very nice, something very good. Then you're reluctant to come out of it, you want to use it. You can go and experiment with it, try. Then after that, as long as you can develop the daily mindfulness, it is okay. So if we go into absorption, concentration, then you have to relax, then come out of it. Since you do Qigong, it's also movement, isn't it? Mainly movement. Then you build up a lot of Qi. It's okay. But when you do mindfulness, the only difference is Qigong, after you do, you also mindful, but you use it to store the Qi and use that Qi. So mindfulness, if it's used for that, is not heedfulness. It serves another purpose, health reason and other things. Then that Qi, sometimes people use it to heal people, like Reiki and other things. So it's up to you. But if you really wants to develop the heedfulness, that mindfulness that you develop through whatever Tai Chi or Qigong movement, continue with that mindfulness into daily life. Forget about the energy, just let it be. Then you have to learn how to relax, completely relax. Tai Chi is the best actually, because they are very relaxed, they are very soft. So I don't think Tai Chi store energy. Tai Chi Chen, they don't store energy. Qigong store, I know. But Tai Chi don't know. Tai Chi just flow. I know, you can feel the Qi coming out. But that one is not released because you are full of Qi. That's why sometimes they got to use that Qi to help people and all things. Then they are full of Qi. Then they can make fire out of it. I've seen on the video. Oh, that Qi. That newspaper. He create the Qi fire. Then it can be very hot one though. So when he use that Qi, because this Qi is real one. And I've seen one Qigong master. It was a video somebody sent to me, I think, my cousin. I don't know whether my friend or my cousin. He was in Japan, competing with a Japanese, very powerful Japanese, don't know, wrestler or sumo wrestler or karate guy, I forgot already. So this Qigong master looked like Chinaman, a pair like that, very thin. Oh, but when he start, I tell you, that Japanese fellow, no fire. The moment he started Qi, pow, the Japanese fellow fly out of the ring. That's why they got such Qi. And how that Qi come about, they don't know. Really, very powerful, until that guy stunned. Then declare lose. But then, this is Qi. So if you master the mind, thought can create all this psychic ability, understand? So it's possible. But depend on what you want. I don't want to make a unnecessary statement on it. Because people who actually believe in Qigong, they will have a lot of passion and they learn. And then after that, they also believe to have their meditation. I was told by a few of these people who learned from the Qigong master, they come and tell me their master also got meditate on, is it? Got meditation on. So maybe they got their way of achieving what they want to achieve. So we leave it at that, because we cannot know what they do because I'm not in this field. But the only thing I know is energy psychic, yeah, have this ability, then it has its what they call pros and cons, advantage and disadvantages. So if you are too deep into energy field, then you tend to move in that direction. Then if your focus is on wisdom, then you must release all this chi or energy out, like those in jhana and concentration, then revert back to normal daily mindfulness, so that your defilement is not suppressed, so that your anusaya or latent tendency is not suppressed, not due to the energy field that suppresses it. That is the only thing I advise. Then your second one is about the mindfulness. You hear the sound. Was it a bell or what? Or the gong? That one is sati. So where you all of a sudden aware, but you say collected your mind. There is no fear, nothing. Yeah, that is sati. Very good. Then the third one is what you say when you sleep. I know, fall into that sleep. That is very good. That is mindfulness. That is how you go into the 24-hour sana. But because you haven't mastered that ability, that stability, that's why you can slowly go and then like you enter the unconscious, the sleeping state. We are just now, I think, Brother Chong and Mrs. Chong's son came and asked me that question. I think I need to at least clarify it, otherwise you all may get the wrong idea. He came and asked me, Brother Teo, just now I heard you say the Monday mind collapse means cannot arise already. I said, you don't worry about it because you don't do this one. So this one is later, much, much later, even after you become enlightened already, you don't walk the path of the Buddhahood for all this understanding. You don't even have to go to the gateway, understand? The gateway to your nature is to connect to the source and cultivate from there, understand? It's a totally different cultivation which Sakyamuni also never teach, understand? But he himself break free, understand? So actually it's something you don't have to worry, because that gateway thing is a much, much later one. I talk about it because there is condition, and I think up there, God beings who want to understand. So that's why the condition arise, then I speak. So there was also another question he asked. He said, what do you mean by 24 hour? I think Brother Tay also come and ask me, 24 hour, can do? What do you think? 24 hour awareness, no, continue. I told him can, but not easy, because I went into that for a few months. No. I can just lie down, relax. I straight away go to my gateway there, silent. Then that awareness, that nature inside, like I'm dead, no? The thought cannot stir. Everything that arises, like my subconscious dream and all those things, the moment I lie down, whatever thought that move and arise, that nature is aware. So. Then when I lie down, and from the moment, like what she went through, initially very calm, very still. Then after that, her one, the mind went into the unconscious. Then she like, very good sleep, just silent, go. That is very good already. If you can do that, means you have your path. Your sati is going to become very stable. Then it will help you. Now you only need to release the energy and go into daily mindfulness. But what happens is when you want to do 24 hour, when you go in, you just silent everything, then that nature is inside. Then I remember, you went in, it's fully aware. But funny, you know, the body is totally relaxed. That's why just like I was explaining to somebody about relax. He said, I relax already. No, you haven't relaxed. Relaxation have to be almost 100%. Oh, I think it was Mimi. So I say, you continue to relax, relax. So when you continue to relax, what happens is, the whole body is so relaxed, the body snores. So initially, I remember, I can hear my own snoring, very long. Then the moment I aware, it stopped. That was the first few months before that. That's why I told you my this co-cultivator, the friend, they thought I snore already, I just sleep already. Then they talk, but I can hear. So that was what happened. So when that nature goes in, relax, silent, aware, then this body so relaxed until it snore. And then that's how you can hear your own snoring. Then later on, it starts to like create subconscious dream. No? Now how that thing arise, then what thought arise, everything, you like inside there fully aware. Then after that, when I wake up, it's like in the daily life, in your conscious there, that same thought continue out. You sleep one different one, no? You come out different one, like you went into sleep, understand? You can recall some dream or something, but there is no continuity. It's like you know that consciousness has actually, before it went in, unconscious, come out, different one. But this one, like, I didn't sleep one. The same thought follow. Then I just become conscious again. Means, like I didn't sleep. Then very fresh one. My hair all still in order. That's why that one, I remember, almost 24 hours, I was with it. Then throughout the day, mindful, aware, that mind is so different. And that time, 20 years ago, how to discuss with people or explain to people? Because no book, right? Nothing. Nobody know about it. So that was what I went through. See? But then like the Buddha said, the Dhamma is Pachetang. Pachetang means what? Can be realized by the wise Ishwarasa. Then I start to understand. No wonder after all those things, the understanding just come by itself. No? It just understands things by itself. It can just realize all those things by itself. No? Then you realize that what the Buddha taught was actually totally different from most people believe. No? Or what is being commonly practiced and accepted or written in books. Then during that time when I read book, I realized very difficult to find authentic, accurate book. So, except for some of the very good monks in Thailand and some of the books they write, you know, they have the Dhamma, they have seen the truth and all those things. But the normal book written by all those commentator and all those things on. You have to read with tactfulness. Because what they write is based on their own understanding. So they will tell you this is the likely explanation. So they will do all this. But most of these translators, they are very genuine. They want to bring about the condition for Dhamma to be known to the English speaking, what they call community. So actually no problem, it's very good. Even if they make some mistake here and there, but at least the original Pali version is there. Then those who have their past, when they come, they cultivate, they no need people to explain. So like Sariputta, one word, two word, one or two stanza of the truth, he awakened already. He will become enlightened already. So there are these type of beings around. So that's why, in a way, it helped a lot. It helped a lot. Otherwise, without the translation, all this Four Noble Truths, everything also in Pali, how are you going to learn? I also cannot learn. So luckily, they translate. Then it went to China. It went all over Asia. Then now the Western also had the opportunity to have this type of teaching. So in a way, they serve a purpose. There's a reason for all this translation. So no harm. They meant, they are very sincere. They meant to do their part so that this beautiful Dharma can be known, can be made known to a bigger community. Okay? So that answer all your question. Sorry. Nothing else. Sadhu to you. Okay. Any more question? If not, we move on to the note. Just now, who told me got question? Somebody told me. Was it Mimi? Yeah. Okay. you let me start this first. What is the time? I cannot see. I got to put on the spot. 8:05. Okay. Can somebody on the light over there? On the light at the back so that I can see the clock. I don't wear spec. Lucky blur. sorry, I forgot. Just now when I explained about the Monday mind collapse, because the sun cannot understand. So he keep on asking me, what you mean by collapse? Cannot arise already. So I had to tell him, I said, you don't worry about this, it's not important. But what actually happened is like that. You go and find out yourself. That's why I was very, very impressed with this Achan Buddha Dasa, my teacher, Achan Yantra's teacher, the Somok one. You remember, in Somok, if you go there, he has a monastery, very nice, very big. So, this is a place they call Garden of Liberation. So, means this is the place where a lot of enlightened beings there is a garden of liberation. They call it Somok. So I went there a few times. I think at least twice with my wife, I remember. So when we were there, because there was one disciple of his, I think Reverend Dusadi that time. That time he was just quite new as a monk. He was a lawyer, then he became a monk. So we got to know him. Then that time, there's a lot of books. So. Then I saw one image there, you know, somewhere. Then with the wheel. You know what is a wheel or not? V-E-I-L. Achan Buddha Dasa say, he tell people, he say, when you enlighten already, no more ignorant, it's like there is a wheel of delusion. V-E-I-L. The wheel of delusion drop off. Understand? How you pronounce V-E-I-L? I every time hear wheel, W-I-L-L. Veil. Veil. So it's like the veil of ignorance drop down. Then I ask the disciple, does it mean that the mundane mind collapse, a layer of consciousness collapse? The disciple also don't know. Is it what you mean? Is it? I said, you go back and ask Achan. If he can say that, means he must have done it. Understand? And he's very good. He is also the one that say dependent origination is not three lifetime. And he investigated himself, and he was very famous in Thailand. So, anyway, this Monday mind collapse is something like that. As you develop this cultivation, but I went through the gateway. I don't know whether before the gateway you all can have that thing or not. Because to be an arahant, you don't have to wait till it collapses. Understand? No? Arahant has the wisdom finished. Understand? No? Then they have the cessation experience, Nibbana, they go through. And it can be quite a while. But the first stage of sainthood, second stage of sainthood, most of the time is one glimpse, one momentary cessation, you already become Arya. Even at times, Anagami also. But most Anagami, because they go through what they call the cultivation that enable them to enter into cessation. Understand? So very likely they also can go into cessation, depend on which type of anagami. So what is important is, for this type of cultivation, your mundane mind need not collapse on. That's why under Mahayana Sutta, those who attend the Heart Sutta, they will know. Mahayana Sutta described that process. Xuan Hua described that process. That's why the Theravada, they cannot agree with them. You know what they say or not? Arahan, that Nibbana is with residue. You heard of that, right? With residue. The Mahayana that go the Bodhisattva and Buddha's way one, no residue one. And that is the ultimate one. You know what is residue one? He said got outflow one. That's why Theravada cannot take this statement. But Arahant, enlightened, no more rebirth already. Correct. Enlightened already. No more rebirth already. Yeah. You know, they say, they realize Nibbana, no more ignorance, no more rebirth. Means that segmented form and mind, just now we go through one, one segment of your life, that rebirth, no more already. Understand not? But as an arahan, when the five aggregate of form and mind is still here, there is this outflow, is it? You know what is this outflow? He said there are thoughts still continue to flow, understand not? The mundane mind don't collect. No? The mundane mind is still there. But no problem, because of their wisdom, they cannot be deluded by it. No? So they still have the mundane mind. No? But their wisdom free them. No? Free their form of mind. But there is outflow, because birth and death of thought never end. No? But because they got no more delusion, no more craving, when they die, there is no rebirth consciousness. But their mundane mind, the birth and death of that thought keep on arising. But for my case, I don't know how to tell you. It's like another mind come out, very fine one. I think, I don't know what word to use. Maybe they call that the supramundane mind, I don't know. Your mundane mind no more, must be supramundane mind. Then when that one come out, it's very fine, you know. Like no mind inside there, you know. Understand? This one is for them. Like no mind inside there. Then, everything that I see, everything, I can still perceive everything because my memory is there. Understand? But the perception is a pure perception. I see different. Last time that one, the mundane mind, is like very gross, you know. Very, very gross, you know. Like, I don't know how to tell you. Well, after I went into the gateway, inside transform, my whole body vibration, that consciousness changed. You know. The vibration becomes so fine until this mundane mind cannot stand it. You know. That's why it finally collapsed. The whole layer of consciousness, the whole thing just like drop off. That's why I remember Samo Ajahn Buddha, so say, like something drop off. Very likely, he went through that also. Yeah. So what happened was there is a long process on. Initially, I remember, I used to tell Mimi and my wife, that time I was still working. No? 1988, I still working. I was a consultant. No? So what happened was, I went there, I cannot read. No? The moment I read, the nature inside tell me, you want to suffer, you read. The mind becomes so sensitive. Oh. Understand? Oh? Every moment of knowing is suffering. Oh. Every moment of perception is suffering. Oh. You can feel the suffering inside there. Oh. Every moment of even arising of consciousness to live life is suffering. Oh. And that type of fine suffering, you cannot understand until you reach that state. Yeah. Then that time, you cannot think one. Oh. Well, there is no gross thought inside that one. But the fine thing with the understanding, it just understand. No? That's why after that, a lot of things just happen. I just understand and see everything. Then I say, how come like that one? Last time I cannot see. Now everything I see. Nothing has changed. I said, no. The only thing that has changed is inside. The understanding and the consciousness that has collapsed, and the new one is very fine, like inside, like no mind, very smooth, like nothing inside there. Last time Sankara, oh, you can feel it one here, very, very gross on the one. But the energy that later on transform is so fine that this mundane mind cannot stay there, it collapsed, the whole thing. But before it collapsed, you know one, here the brain here, it start to happen. Then like something there one. Keep on coming down, coming down, coming down. Then suddenly, the whole thing went down. But when that thing start, I cannot read, cannot anything. So sometimes I force myself to just go through the fact. But I know it's all suffering inside there. Then I'm still working. So at least I need to know some point. But luckily that time I very experienced. I no need to go and read the contract anymore. Well, the contract I know inside out. The engineering contract, the claim procedure, everything. So that's how I can represent my company. Yeah? And the client, then sometimes those people who need our input and all those things. So because of that, I was indeed very lucky. Then after that, I tell myself, no need to be like that anymore. So that's why after that I say, maybe I can plan my semi-retirement. So that was the time I actually planned my semi-retirement. Then I tell myself, my daughter graduate, I stop working. Then I do what I want to do. So that thing happened when I was in the year 2000, my daughter graduate. That's why actually I retired in the year 2001, 1st of May, because my MD asked me to extend my notice to 6 months. He said, cannot. He said, you handle too many things. When I resign, when I put in the notice, he got to get 6 or 7 engineers to take over the job I do, including himself. So because of that, during that time, a lot of things just happen. Just happen. So this is how I say, don't go and try to understand this. You can never understand. Unless you have that type of cultivation, you also can develop it until there. For the time being, you don't need any of this. Just be heedful, like the Buddha said, handful of leaf, enough. Okay? So I finish that. You turn to Heart Sutta 18. Oh, you turn to 15 first, 15, then only 18. 15. Heart Sutta 15. You got it? Of June 2012. According to the Buddha, mind is the forerunner of all things, and mind makes other. Hence, through mental consciousness, we can perceive the phenomenal world. Understand not? All of knowing comes from mind. Understand not? Mental perception. So this is how consciousness created the phenomenal world. Understand? But you think it's very real. All of the physical and mental and nature's phenomena within existence. Definition of what is a phenomena. A phenomena is anything perceivable by the mind is a phenomena. Understand? Whatever you can perceive is a phenomena. So not necessarily got movement only phenomena. Understand? Got activity only phenomena. That is the active phenomena. Even that moment of perception is a phenomenon. Because you saw the image, that is the phenomenon. That's why whatever that the mind can perceive is a phenomenon. So you got a lot of mental phenomena. Every perception is a mental phenomenon. Then when your body is with your mind is with your body, this is physical body, physical phenomena. Then when your awareness is outside, yeah, with the tree, with nature, that is nature's phenomena. So this will make it clear. And then somebody asked how to contemplate. This one is the one. Contemplative wisdom can arise when you silence your mind to reflect, contemplate, and inquire into the Dhamma. Just now, I think Sister Eva, she wants to understand. So to do the contemplation, the second turning, you need to have sati. Understand? No? It can arise when you're silent, when you silence your mind to reflect, contemplate, and inquire into the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. Be aware and mindful of all your physical, mental, and nature's phenomena within your daily life to see clearly the moment of arising, sustaining, and passing away. There and then, no, without thought, no. Then only you can understand. To realize the penetrative wisdom born of bhavana, maya panya, or cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness. With the silent mind in pure awareness, one can be aware of all the vibration and phenomena within one's form and mind, or body and mind. One will be able to perceive the deeper, one will be able to perceive deeper into one's own mind consciousness. All phenomena can be perceived via the silent mind, and it can also witness how they come and how they go. The arising and passing away of all these phenomena, their birth and death, etc. Hence, realizing their impermanent and empty or non-self nature. You know what is birth and death or not? Your breath. Arise, disappear. Rise, disappear. And when you do your walking meditation, this one nobody teach you. When I was so aware, my whole body aware or not, I not only note this, note that, I never know. The body and mind as one. My whole body is with the mind. Right? Then when I walk, then when I saw what, no? The birth and death of that steps, no? Understand? When that leg, when it moves, the mind is with it. Then it realize it rise, sustain itself. Then the moment you step, no more, dead. Birth and death, birth and death. They always say the three stage. Arise, exist, disappear. Then some got four stage. Arise, grow, decay, die. Your physical body is like that. The tree also like that. You are born into it, means you arise. Then there is a growth. Like a child, you got growth hormone, you grow. Then what happened? You get old, you decay, and then you die. So that one is four phase. So this one is when you want to develop the direct seeing, the silent mind will be able to have the ability to perceive all this arising, sustaining, and passing away, means the birth and death of all phenomena. Hence, realizing the impermanent and empty or non-self nature, means anatta nature, you will see them everywhere, from your bodily vibration to your heartbeat, your pulse, your feeling, your thought, activity, perception, and consciousness. They are ever-changing in a state of flux. Understand? Keep on arising, passing away. Every day, how much of this thought process went through you? How you think, how you perceive, how you feel, and how you react? You go and calculate. Your account book also cannot finish. Perception and consciousness and physical phenomena, etc. You only have to silence your mind to see them all as they are. What you perceive via your mundane mind or thinking mind is not the real condition because they arise via thought, which is respond to memory. The reality before the knowing is very different. Understand? What your thought tell you is according to your views and opinion and your knowledge and your conditioning. Understand? Thought cannot know reality. It cannot see things as they are. It see through an egoic mind, a conditioned mind. Understand? That's why everybody see different. Understand? So when you have a piece of art, you call an art student to have a look. Wow, they appreciate. Oh, this sculpture very nice. This painting very nice. You ask an engineer to see. I say, now what is this? Modern art. Cannot appreciate. So everything is relative because your mind, you use the conditioned mind to see. So this is the first part. Then you go on. Human beings have the tendency to react to sense experience because of ignorance. So to solve human beings' problem or suffering, one needs the Dhamma. Life without Dhamma is not easy to cope. Understand or not? True or not? Without the Dhamma, there will be delusion and ignorance with regards to understanding who you are, what you are. So by now you know who you are, what you are. Correct or not? Five aggregate went through so many times already. Without self-knowledge, one will grasp and cling onto the five aggregate of form and mind, hence conditioning one's suffering or dukkha. But the danger is what? No. You know too early, not through your own insight, you become knowledge, you know. Then you quote me, you know. Brother, you say, not me, what? Five aggregate form and mind. Then you go and do crazy things. Then someday, more funny idea, you know. It's not me, what? Why worry? Karma. Next form am I suffer what? Not me. That thing also God. So, even though you are right, not you. It was never you. But karma is very funny, you know. That karmic nature follow you, you know. Although you are not that form am I, you know. That karmic nature. Every time you take birth, a new form am I, they inherit. Hair to it. Conditioned by what? Born of it. And they are what they are. So there's every life you come, that form am I deluded, that negative karma condition, you still suffer. And suffering to the deluded one is very real. The sorrow, the lamentation, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the fear. You feel it in your human psyche and consciousness as you live life. Clear or not? You went through life, you know that. When early on, before you know the Dhamma, when things don't go your way and miss first noble truth, reality hit, what happened? You went through that phase, understand or not? You saw how it triggered off suffering, misery. Then a lot of people afflicted become so sorrowful, full of grief. So this is why you have to really, really develop the understanding. That knowledge helps you a lot, understand not? But don't attach, don't cling and deludedly say, I know, Brother Teo explained already. So no one die, no one born, no one sick, no one old. So very brave now. But about to die that time, don't know true or not, Brother Teo. What happened if I go down to hell? What happened if I become animal? I don't want to become animal. Because if you don't go through it, you are not convinced, I tell you. You don't have the understanding. Then approaching death, you fear. And the worst is, fear also no use. So we are pending there. Karma take over. You become like, they say, In Chinese, they always tell you, before you die, huan xiong liao. Understand? Huan xiong liao means what? They are not themselves. They simply talk, say things. They say, I see this relative coming. I see that one coming. Then some born in Deva plane, I see mansion. I see beautiful this earth. Then those who kill a lot, the pig one, they start to behave like pig. Understand? Like the crying or the pig and all that. Those who kill a lot. And this is what karma take over. That's why you cannot last minute want to become enlightened. Or hope for the last minute. Last minute before the rebirth consciousness, make sure you don't arise the ignorant. Make sure there is no greed, no hatred, no delusion. You got a high chance of enlightenment. You go away. Yeah, there are people who actually hope for that. So, law of karma, not like that. It can be like that, like certain religion. Last minute, accept eternal heaven. No need to do anything. So you want fast one, quick one, shortcut, sure one, go convert. Straight away, no need to fear. So, because in my religion, I believe eternal heaven, eternal life. So kingdom of God. You go. Go and find out for yourself. See whether the reality is the same or not. And I can tell you, 100% not the same. Yeah, I came out before. Okay, we go on. Samsara, or the wheel of life within existence, can also take the form of man and nature must harmonize. And that there are five universal laws or orders that govern existence. I explain on the five universal order, the universal law. These five laws or universal order, two of them are scientific. Utu niyama bijanya. That's why you don't have to take note on. And the other three are the spiritual law called law of karma, karma niyama, law of the mind, citta niyama, and finally the law of truth or dhamma niyama. When you have right understanding or right view with regards to the five great laws, universal law or order, which are the secret of life, you remember? First day I told you the secret of life. Then you will know how to live life. When you know how to live life, you will know how to experience all of the wonders and beauty of life. Then life will become meaningful and beautiful. That is, true emptiness is wonderful existence. Understand? That's why all this form and mind, the consciousness, can allow you to experience, understand, the world. And these are gifted. Consciousness are given to you so that you can experience and really experience all of the beauty and wonders of life, understand? That's why the world of sight and sound. You look at the TV nowadays, astro program, or take you everywhere, no need money. You go on tour, you got to travel some more, picture not so nice, not so clear. Oh, there, everywhere show you, explain to you some more. And color, now HD, and all the smart TV, that's how you got money, a lot of good opportunity to pamper yourself a bit. So life is like that. If you have the understanding, you live, you don't go and worry about life. Okay, then the next one. Understanding the three spiritual law, the three right view with regards to law of karma, four noble truth, and the law of dependent origination are very important because it can transform your understanding of the Dhamma to enable you to live the noble life. Noble life means life of the enlightened one. Thought is limited and egoic, hence it cannot free you. Understand not? True mind is only pure awareness without thought. And now you understand, As such, it can see things as they are, without the conditioning. One will come to understand clearly that in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. Understand? Before your egoic mind come out, there is no one to see. Understand? The mundane mind. That is before the knowing and before the delusion or sakayadity carries through to condition you into grasping and clinging onto what you see. Your craving or reactive mental intention is due to your habitual tendency born of wrong view. So now you understand, Just I no need to take notes. All inside here, but I don't know how many read. How many of you read? Maybe ask the other way around. How many of you don't read? Never mind, just be frank. Yes. What is that? Oh, you don't understand. Oh, you didn't study Buddhism. Oh, you are very new. Ajo, okay. So now we got to waste a bit of time. Where is the colors mic? I got to go to the whiteboard. Okay, this question by the sister is, what is this dwelling? In Mandarin, it's called 四二因缘法. You know what is 因缘法, isn't it? Condition arising. Dwelling or dependent origination. Law of dependent origination. So the Buddha said, this is how your mind function. Understand that? This is how your mind function. Is it? There is no God, no eternal creator. Everything is very natural, dependent origination, because it is a conditioned world. Understand that? Dependent on something, something arises. So he said, your mind function this way. So in Pali, this one is called Paticca Samuppada. There is another Pali word called Ittapajjata, but we don't need it. Where the most common one is Paticca Samuppada. So the Buddha said, our mind follow this law, understand? Dependent on something, something arises. So when you are born, you don't have thought, isn't it? As a baby, you don't know how to talk, isn't it? Correct or not? That's why the mind very beautiful, no sankara, hardly any sankara, understand? Pure perception most of the time. So what happened is it? Because of ignorance, avijja. Condition what? Sankara. I already explained this morning. This one easy. Then avijja paccaya sankara, sankara paccaya vinyanang. This is the third link. Then vinyanang paccaya what? Anama rupa. This is the five aggregate of form of mind. I talk about the five mental aggregate. Nama, Rupa. This is the five mental aggregate of form and mind. Of form and mind. Then Nama, Rupa, Paccaya what? Sense basis. Salayatana. Wow, not bad. Quite a lot of you dependent origination also sudah faham. Then salayatana condition what? Paksa. So far you go to bawah. Bawah becoming contact first. Understand? No? Six and basis condition contact. Contact is pasat. Not pasa. Pasat. This is contact. Contact condition what? You sure know. This one you don't know, you jakaki already. This one is six sense basis. Basis. Okay. Vedana. Vedana is feeling. Because of feeling, it condition what? Very smart. Feeling, condition. Next one is continue here. Tangha. Tangha is what? Craving. Wow, not bad. Normally, a lot of these people cannot answer. Wow, no notebook also can. The chanting book. No wonder. In my note, I put it. Smart girl. Otherwise, the dependent origination also got. It is inside the, I think, chanting book, not wrong. So after tangha, upadana. He say, don't know what upadana. He cannot understand. Upadana.
This is what? Grasping. Understand? Luckily you asked. Now, very easy. I explained to you. Then you understand dependent origination differently. Not what they tell you. Upadana pachya what? Just now you say bhavo. Bhava. Bhava is becoming. You know this translation, but you don't know the meaning. Becoming. Then, after that? Jati, jarana, marana, and all those things. This is birth. Jati first, sorry. This is birth. Then because of birth, arises the whole mess of suffering. Sorrow, lamentation, all those things. So this one is birth. Then? Yes. All the whole mess of suffering easier, Whole mess of suffering. Suffering, Means death. Jara, marana, all those things. Sopa, don't know what. The Pali word very long. So anyway, we start here. The Buddha said because of ignorance, you cannot understand the truth. What you do? You want to know. So you think. Understand how? So wanting to know, wanting to experience, wanting to find out, you curious, you think. Understand how? So this one is dependent on ignorance. Ignorance. Mental activity come to be, understand not? Thinking. Mental activity or thinking come to be. Okay? Can understand not? But in the traditional textbook, you know how they explain to you. Well, they cannot reconcile this. Nama rupa and this vinyanang and this sankara. So they say because of ignorance, when you die, you take karma, understand? Karma condition rebirth. So they call this sankara karmic volition. Understand? Your karmic volition means your karmic, what they call the intention, understand? So your karmic volition, volitional activity that create karma condition rebirth consciousness, understand? Is that what they tell you? Then rebirth, rebirth consciousness condition, for my mind. What is this? Human being. They say this one is a human being. The first aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind. Understand? Then after that, they say because the human being is born, there is a sixth sense basis, and this sixth sense basis can arise contact. Understand? Then contact can arise feeling. Then feeling condition craving. Craving condition grasping. Grasping condition becoming. And then you take birth, he said. And then next life, understand? You know why? Because they cannot explain here. So commentary also become like that. Everybody agree like that. I ask you one very simple question. If it's two or three lifetime only happen one time, dependent origination, the Buddha teach you for what? For knowledge. Two lifetime or three lifetime only happen once. Buddha is not interested in theory. Buddha talk about this is every moment, every instant in your life. When you arise a consciousness, the dependent origination run. Understand? So how do you understand that? Because they forgot that mind is an organ. Understand not? But this organ is inverted comma, not physical organ, not the five basic organ. Understand not? Physical organ. This one is mental organ. Understand not? That's why you got six sense basis. Understand not? So what happened? This mind. When you think. What happened? When you think. Thinking make contact, isn't it? Correct? So like the physical experiment, upon contact, consciousness come to be, understand? This is the mental consciousness, understand? This one is not rebirth consciousness, understand? Mental consciousness, like seeing consciousness. Upon contact, the seeing consciousness come up. It's an organ, understand? So mind make contact means when you think, understand? So when you think, Sankara make contact, then consciousness come to be, understand? Then when consciousness come to be, what happened? The perception take the external form in, understand? This become the five mental aggregate, understand? No need to say new human being, understand? Understand? Then like that means what? Every moment, every instant is happening. Correct? So which one you choose? The three lifetime one or this one? Because this one is useful, understand? For his teaching. Then what happened when this five mental aggregate or form might come about? Dependent on this, there must be sense basis, understand? If there is no sense basis, this mental consciousness cannot come about, understand? That's why there must be a form and mind, a human being with a sensor, or a living being with the senses, understand? So that's why dependent on this five aggregate of form and mind, salayatana must be there, understand? The basis of the sense basis that can trigger all this must be there. Then because it is there, it will condition contact, understand? So actually, upon contact at the mind level, you know what happened or not? Upon contact at the mind level, what happened? No, upon contact here, consciousness come to be, understand? The physics experiment already show you, understand? But at the end here, upon contact, feeling come to be, understand? So how you reconcile? That's why people think this is a one-dimensional thing. Well, when I meditate, when I'm aware, I realize it's not a one-dimensional thing. Understand? The moment contact arises, consciousness arises. Understand? Then within the consciousness, the content of consciousness is there. And you go and read Abhidhamma. Go and check. Every consciousness that arises, there are seven universal. You heard of that? Seven things common to it. And one of them is contact. One of them is feeling, understand? One of them is perception. One of them is what they call manasikara, attention, understand? Then you got the life energy. You need the consciousness energy. Then you got what they call ekagata, understand? One point. There's all this simultaneously arise on contact, understand? That's why this contact here you didn't see. Because sankara, they don't know it's mental activity. They don't know it's thinking. They say mental volition. Understand? Because they want to condition rebirth consciousness. Otherwise, they cannot explain. Understand? But when I do meditation, I saw it was like that. Not the other one. And for me, whether the book got right or don't write, not important. Understand? Because this is what I realized inside. And I find it so useful. And this is what the reality is. So after that, what happens? You will come to know upon contact where you think, actually the feeling is there already, understand? Otherwise, how can, when you see something, you get angry? You become emotional. Feeling, condition, craving. This is emotion, understand? Desire. Then when you have this desire, if you're not careful, it will condition you into grasping. You know what is grasping? The Chinese say, nge nge lai. I won already. At first, this one is craving only. In Hokkien, it's gien. The drug addict, you know, ki gien. That grabs. Then you become that. Understand? And to give you an example, this craving is desire. Let's say, there is a, we give an example, easier to understand. There is somebody like, every day think of sex on, sex money or whatever. Then you know what happened, because that thought has been going on. That this one will drive him, that craving will drive him. until he think and plan. That's why there's a lot of rape cases like that. Because he has this craving inside there, right? And his thinking is all one track one, because he's a sex maniac. Then if there is condition, he will grasp at it, understand? Then he become that rapist, understand? He acted out of it. This is transgression, understand? You act out of it, means action, speech, means transgression. You become that thing, understand? Then what happened? You are born into that monster, understand? That monster is the rapist, understand? Understand? So this is how it happened. That the whole mess of suffering, who suffer? The victim suffer, understand? The guy who do it through karma also suffer, understand? That's how the dependent origination is to be explained and understood. But you go and read, most of the text will tell you what. Dependent on ignorant, it conditioned karmic volition, which is karma. Then, because of karma, you take birth, rebirth, consciousness. So here one life already. Correct or not? Here another life. Ignorant, last thought, conditioned rebirth, consciousness. So second life. Then after that, die again. Third life. So three lifespan happen one time. This type of dependent origination got used or not? Does it help you? You ask yourself that question. Because Buddha will never do that. Why he want to give you this type of knowledge? Because people cannot explain. And I find it very strange, why they cannot explain. Because if you do the meditation correctly, you will see all this happening. Understand? This one, nobody write yet. You become author, you become famous. Can.
As we are meditating, we hear a sound. Hello? So, let's say if during our meditation, upon contact, there's a sound, somebody throw a cushion, bam, on the floor. So we realize that our anger, we can catch that is arising. So
you are trying to say you want to, at that moment, do something.
No, you realize that the feeling of dislike is arising. So you just quiet your mind, just be aware, and then the thing just subsides. Is that the right way to...
What do you think? Yeah, is that the right way? I already told you all so many times. Where is Yun Chan? Where is Yun Chan? Disappear. Oh, netto. Oh, no. Missing in action is what? MIA. Oh, he's an accountant, MIA. Last time she always asked me that question, no? He said, people used to tell them, you can free from craving one. You cut that feeling. When feeling arise, cut. Let go. Now you go and try, go and cut. Without wisdom, that's why the Buddha said you must have yoniso manasikara. Remember that. What is yoniso manasikara? Wise attention at the moment of sense experience, means at the moment of contact. That wisdom, if you have means you have. You don't have means you don't have. Upon contact, feeling arise. Without wisdom, condition craving. Cannot cut. How to cut a feeling? Oh, like you say, palm, angry already. Yan, don't want to do anything. Oh, I no more angry. Free.
No.
That delusion is still inside, understand?
Brother, what I mean is, we realize that the feeling, we can see the feelings arise.
It's the same, Padmasuri. You say you realize. It's knowledge. That's why you cannot do it, understand? That is still reaction, understand? Already conditioned already. Craving is there already. What is anger? Dislike, understand? Negative craving. So, after that, you say, I realize that this is craving. This is wrong. I shouldn't do. Then I stop. But craving already conditioned out. That's why without wisdom, your five aggregate of form and mind Vedana feeling is one of them. Become what? Grasping aggregate, understand? That's how you suffer, understand? Because you grasp. Then that feeling depends on your wrong view, you react. There's an anger. Anger is a stress, no? Unhappy. No? Even though at the moment you realize because you have some knowledge that you say, I decide not to do already. Understand? No? At least that is better because the dependent origin stopped there. Understand? No? It didn't carry on until become grasping, then you get angry, violent, then you become the violent fellow, then you whack the fellow. Then transgression. Then you are born into that violent guy. Understand? So at least you are so much better than yourself. But craving already arise. Understand? That's why wisdom you cannot learn. Understand? It can learn. Buddha teach you and give it to you already. Understand? Wisdom you must realize. Understand? You must insight into it and realize yourself. I cannot give you wisdom. No. If I can give you, you think Lord Buddha not compassionate now. Everybody also enlightened already, understand? But because it cannot be given, understand? It's just like you want to eat food. You cannot say, brother, eat for me. Eh? You're still hungry, right? You have to eat yourself, understand? 个人吃饭, 个人饱, Ah, yeah, envious.
But there, maybe when the sound happen arrive,
yeah.
We just take it as it is, and just we carry on with our whatever sati or your breathing or whatever you are catching.
Yes, I think I know what you mean, but that is also trying to use knowledge to rationalize, understand? Like I used to say, the moment you have wisdom, yoni so manasikara is there. The aggregate will not be grasping, understand? That feeling will remain feeling, understand? The perception will remain as perception, understand? So what? The mind perceive, mundane mind perceive, like the arahant, they know. The mundane mind is still there, outflows here. The mundane mind perceive, but he cannot dilute the flow already, understand? That guy, the form of mind who is the arahant, this is impermanent. If I give meaning and hold, I grasp, suffering is the result. And it's empty. So the arahant will know, perception, pure. Feeling, pure, understand? The activity of mind also pure, understand? Non-grasping. Grasping what? Wow, loved one, my loved one, no. Cannot die, no. Cannot sick, cannot get old, no. Understand? Other people can die, get sick, get old, understand? The mind become grasping, understand? Not related to you can die, can get old, can get sick. Related to you, cannot, understand? So that is grasping, understand? Means that perception and that sankara grasps, understand? Then you become conscious of things, you also grasp, you give meaning. That's like the moment you grasp all these five aggregates, you die already. Suffering will be the result. That's why the final summary is very, very profound, understand? Why must you grasp? We already know that feeling is not you. Feeling come and go. How come you got this egoic mind that grasps, understand? You think it's your feeling. This guy make me unhappy. This guy is very rude. Who say that? The thought say that. And you believe the thought through delusion, then you get angry. But at least you got the Dhamma. Say, shouldn't. Stop. Oh, then you better than the guy. But at least it's a beginning. First time.
At least we can see the thing arise.
Correct, but what I want you to understand is nothing free you except wisdom. So if wisdom is not realized inside you, every instant of consciousness, every moment of life, you have to do that. Angry already, stop. Craving arise already, stop. Then one day got one very, very, very thorough one. Because it's very, very thorough already. If it's not that, I will definitely cannot do one. I will not get angry. But because that guy did that, you still burst into anger and violence. Well, it's not a solution. It depends on the situation. So, this thing now, understand? The lady who asked, understand? You know what is dependent origination now? It's in the note. That's why you never read. Thank you for your question. Actually, you bring about a good condition for them to understand. I tell you, very, very few people understand. Yeah. And if you cannot understand this, how can you understand how you function as a human being? This is the secret of life, no? How your mind functions. No? Every moment, every instant. No? Sometimes the dependent origin didn't finish, understand? No? And the most common one is which one? Come, let me. I can tell you, this one, as long as avijja is there, you always think a lot, understand? No? That's why you become heedless, understand? No? That's why I say, you all think a lot, understand? You never mindful, never aware, seldom heedful, heedless most of the time. So this one very fast one, chucha, chucha, create this one. Then when this one arrives, what happened? Huh? No. This one is upon contact, consciousness only, no? The pure consciousness, no? But you input the content straight away, no? Understand? The universal order, no? Understand? No? So when the other one is mental intention, also there, chitina, understand? So you put in the deluded mental intention, means what? Wrong view. Then, that's why it conditions immediately within this, upon contact, consciousness come about, the seven universal inside, feeling become craving already, understand? Not? Because the mental intention, understand? Not? Got evil root, anger, delusion. That's why from here, the seven universal, all this, is inside there already. It doesn't happen linear like that, understand? Not? Here is mental contact, upon contact, like that already, understand? Not? So that's why it's multi-dimension. It's not a single linear dimension, understand? Not? No, not like that. You have to know that this one is the five mental aggregate. Understand? Not? This five mental aggregate, you have to know that without the sense basis, it cannot arise. Understand? Not? So dependent on this, the sense basis must be there. Understand? And because of sense basis, there is contact. So this contact is actually inside here. Then every consciousness got feeling, understand? Six type of consciousness, six type of feeling, understand? So very fast happening, no? That's why you feel, you react, understand? Then think again, understand? Then lucky angry, then go back also think. How can that guy do that to me? You accumulate, then like the rapist, no? Ting. Next time, how to defend yourself, how to tell the wife all and all things. Understand not? Quantum leap. Yeah, quantum leap. That is right. That's right. This one, Namarupa, is the thought. Understand not? And you give this guy top priority. Understand not? You say, this is important. Without this, I cannot live. That's why Sakaya Ditti, Avijja. Then you grasp, you cling. The moment you grasp and cling to this five mental aggregate of form and mind, you finish already, I tell you. That's why Vedana is one of them. Understand? You know what is Sankara? No? Not only thinking, no. The moment you make contact is after you perceive already, you know, understand? No? Otherwise, you don't think one, understand? No? Correct? No? I see something I don't understand, I want to know. Then I think, understand? No? Means that perception also went in already, understand? No? Then it start to think, make contact, consciousness come to be, understand? No? This one is mind consciousness, understand? No? Mental consciousness. It's like your seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness. This is mind as an organ, become conscious, understand? That's why this vinyanang is not rebirth consciousness, understand? Kenapa? Correct, but it arises one at a time. Sometimes it's very fast. Anasara. Because when you don't have mindfulness, awareness, it's like that. It moves very fast. That's why I told you when I was doing this, until my mindfulness was continuous, I already told you many times. I can be at the moment of feeling, but no sound. Stop there. Then this feeling cannot move on. No. Feeling remains as pure feeling. No. Then when I want the awareness to be aware of another thing, what it perceives, stay there. Then when the arise sankara, the awareness if we eat or not. That's why all this aggregate is pure aggregate. That's why the arahant's aggregate is non-grasping. That's why not. Understand? Yeah, so now you know, huh? Yes. Every organ, the Buddha already say 18 sense rhyme. So, 6 times 18. Yes. Yeah.
Brother Chiu, remember when I came back from Warburton, Australia, I did a one-day retreat in the monastery, and I asked a question when there was a Q&A, and I said, what must I do when the thoughts do a quantum leap? And I must say that today with this dependent origination, you have actually answered my question. Sadhu, and thank you very much. No, the answer they gave me was do quantum Buddha.
Well, that is the best. Do quantum Buddha. Buddha, Buddha. It's okay, because different people with different understanding, they will advise you differently. What is important is you need to understand it through your own investigation. You need to realize it yourself. Your Dhamma is like that, understand? Mm. This one, the notes one, is talking about when you have awareness, you can be very sensitive and understand what is impermanent, because you will be witnessing all these things inside there, understand or not?
Yeah, but when you want to do the whole work, like you said, you know, one is not enough, right? But the one sort of spur abundantly to the other, or what?
No, this is for you to understand, because you see, it's just like I tell you, if you have the prototype car, understand? Then it's very easy to modify that car and use it, understand? Just like the Buddha came and helped us. The Dhamma, if it's around during the Buddha Sasana, which is now, the chance of enlightenment is there, understand? And very high, understand? But if, let's say, this Dhamma is not around, the three spiritual law, the right view, you don't know. I tell you, ask you to find out one law of karma, I tell you. Aeons also you cannot find out, understand? Because every life you come, maybe 100 years old, 110 years old, cannot, 100 years old, also most of them die before that. Let's say 100 years. By the time you go through all the delusion and all those things, let's say you start to cultivate very early. But as you cultivate, before you understand, you already die. Then next life come, forgot everything again. Start over again. So how to go and find out about this? That's why you need the prototype. So what I explain to you is, I use the word, according to me, very lightly. This was how the Buddha explained to a disciple at that time. That's why now, this one is not used. The commentary come up with the three period of birth one. And with that, you think you can awaken or not? You go ahead and ask yourself. That's why nowadays you witness the trend that there are less and less of this enlightened one. Understand? Because it's not the reality anymore. It's not the real thing that is happening in your mind. Understand? In your form of mind. So, as the teaching is passed down, it gets what they call not only diluted, no, I think contaminated, no. Then distorted, no. And not only corrupted, I think distorted, no. Then it becomes something else, no. That's it, no. It's just like you teach your son, okay, Papa tell you, when you grow up, you must study Dhamma, Buddhism. Then the son asks, what is Dhamma? You use your understanding. Dhamma is like that, life is suffering. The first one already throw. Then this son grow up, grandchildren, he say, Mama say one. This one from tradition one, cannot, don't do. Must study Dhamma. What is Dhamma? Life is not only suffering, miserable. He got Dhamma. He interpret what the mother said. Oh, then by the time the third generation, fourth generation, they don't become one already. Then maybe the new generation, what the generation X and Y, I say, life is beautiful. Because to them, this civilization is so beautiful. There are so many things that can make them really enjoy life, you know. Understand? Oh, because of technological advancement. You know now, the multimedia. All of your what they call civilization is able to give this what? The level of sensuality. You know what is sensuality in this world is so high, you know, understand? Virtual reality also got. Then someone never mind, you know. He got smartphone, no, can play, no, like a computer, no. Then you can go and cinema and see, all the sound effect, everything. You can buy hi-fi player, a fantastic one, sense around everything. I think sense around is obsolete. Eh? Now they don't got what already. 3D also not enough, 4D now. Then later on it's going to be more and more advanced, more and more sophisticated. Then I saw the show, Ticket to Indulgence. You can indulge yourself in life, you know. They got not only 6-star hotel, 7-star hotel. Oh, then if you got money, you pay. They really let you live like a king, grand. Rolls Royce come and fetch you, take you to the best place, everything. You just pay. The hotel room, one night, 100 over 1,000 US. One. Oh, people stay. Don't. They cannot record that one, dangerous. yes. No. Karmic obstruction is depending on the individual. Understand? Not? I better finish lah. 5 more. Please let me finish. You don't go back. You don't go back. The bus got empty seat. Okay, listen to this. This one is very good. Understanding thought and consciousness. I tell you, this Heart Sutta that time when I delivered, I don't think many people understand. Page 2. 15 Heart Sutta, page 2. Understanding thought and consciousness. You all got read or not? Underline some more. Marker some more. Thank you so much. No wonder you can understand. Yeah, you buy it, I know. Very good. Pamasuri, start to rejoice. You read this one, you can understand. I tell you, you're enlightened. I tell you, if I don't go through and review and explain to you, you can go and read. Another 10 years, you still look at the paper. What is Brad Teo saying? Okay, first one. Once we input the content into consciousness, into our awareness, then consciousness becomes the thought. Understand or not? I already told you, huh? There is a space out there, the spacious awareness. Then what happened? Huh? You focus, understand or not? Where you want to think, you focus. After you see, your mind zoop from spacious awareness, zoop into one point, understand? That's why thought is limited, understand or not? Only you can see there, understand or not? Then what happened? Initially, when you perceive it, it's just pure consciousness. If the seeing is only the seeing on here. And then, through your delusion, through your wrong view, zoom, the content of consciousness went in. What went in? Your mental intention. Understand not? Your perception, your feeling. Then before you know, craving already. You react angry. Yeah? Like, dislike. Yeah? The commentator start, the judgment start. Huh? Everything come out. Yeah? There's a kipo, like everything. Understand not? So, this is how you create thought. Hence, thought is what? Consciousness and its content. Consciousness is like the receptacle. Huh? Then you input the content, the whole thing become a thought. Understand not? Then now we go on. Initially, before the knowing or the arising of thought, there is just what? Pure awareness. Understand not? Spacious awareness. The moment you focus on something, when you want to see something, you focus, isn't it? You hear something, you focus there, isn't it? On the vibration, isn't it? And then what happens? Huh? The moment you focus on something, you input the content of consciousness through what? Your views, your opinion, your conditioning. Then consciousness become what? Restricted. Understand? Not? Limited. And become a thought. Understand? Not? From the spacious awareness, the oneness, zoom, become one thought. Understand? Not? And you think you hello agreed. You got this nature which is spacious awareness you don't know how to use. You like thought. Think a lot. So what happened after thought arises? Take for example seeing. Initially in the seeing, there's only the seeing consciousness. No one to see. But the moment you are preoccupied with what you see, means what? Yeah? The moment you are preoccupied with what you see, without wisdom, which is yoniso manasikara at the moment of sense experience, then the egoic mind is born of sakayaditi. Yeah? Then what happened? This is wrong view with regards to the atta or the self. Then you think, I see. Understand? Then the egoic mind come out, selfish, yeah? Emotional. Got fear, the evil root all there, has arisen already, causing you to grasp onto and cling onto what you see. How do you grasp? Through your aggregate of mind. What are your aggregate of mind? Perception, feeling, thinking, your idea, your views, your opinion. Everything you keep all I met inside there, preoccupied that thinking. Why like that? This guy, why like that? How come he cannot like that? Or that picture, this flower, not like that, I don't want like that one, I want better one. All this is what? You already give meaning, grasp, and cling. And you get yourself preoccupied with all those things. That's how you got power over you. But you see things as they are, means what? Yes, there is a picture. Understand not? There is all this beauty I can appreciate. But before that, I see things as they are, I realize the unreality of all this, and then I have a form of mind. No? I can also perceive. No? I can also arise the sankara. No? I can also arise the whatever feeling. No? But I am not deluded by it. So that's why the feeling stay there as feeling, then it can appreciate. Another. It can be with the moment to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. Then all this beautiful painting, everything, I still see. I still, like good food, I still see. Another. Not to say I cannot see, but I see with clarity. I see everything there. Understand? The words and the concept are not important. Then I see. Understand? That's why it's totally different. Understand? Wow, very good. Oh, now I rejoice. Then what happened? Not only contemplate, read this many, many times, I tell you. You have to slowly read until you understand. This is what you mean by contemplation, reflect. Then you really inquire, why did Brother Teo write like that? Can I also investigate and find out and see it? Oh, then when you see it, oh, that moment you already, jabe liao. Fat part already. Okay, we read on. Then your habitual tendency of like and dislike, or pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, will arise to condition your hindrance of mind. Understand not? Your like and dislike is sensual desire and ill will, correct not? Your hindrance of mind. And then when there is the hindrance of mind, means what? It hinders you from becoming aware, becoming peaceful, calm. Because it's a hindrance of mind. Hinder you from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner awareness. So because of that, this habitual tendency, born of the five hindrance, keep on arising until you become so habitual. Then when you become so habitual, means what? You are almost throughout the day heedless. Habis. Long ago finished. Can. Oh, good. Just like them. They also understand. Exceeded already. We continue tomorrow. Okay, I finish this one off before the part two. Inquiry for developing the meditative wisdom. These are the things you must inquire. That's why I always ask this question, but you all seldom go back and inquire. Are the feeling, perception, sankara, and consciousness that arise in you, bracket, not a person, really what you are? Now you can tell me no. Okay. That if feeling and perception, etc., are you, then when they arise and pass away, how come you did not die? Understand? No need to take note on. It's all inside here. Understand? Then? So who are you? What are you? Yeah? Sampai sekarang baru tahu. Oh, belum tahu. Sudah tahu. So at least knowledge-wise, sudah tahu. Now only left the second step, the doing, the realization. But not a person to do. Cultivate with the heedfulness to insight into it. So, if the five aggregate of form and mind are not you, then why did they arise in you? This is a question I always ask, and very few people can tell me. I already give you a hint. What was the hint? No. The five aggregate of form and mind, if they are not you, how did they arise in you? Well, born of your karma again. Then why right view? Salah. No. This five aggregate of form and mind, how come they arise in you if it's not you? They come and go, means what? They are conditioned arising, understand not? Means what? Byproduct of that true mind, understand not? Together with the karma, the karmic force, then the physical form and mind, that karma condition out. These three conditions come together, the human being arise, understand not? Then when the human being arise, the senses are there, understand not? Five physical sense and the mind. That's why upon contact, consciousness come to be. Then that consciousness is the five mental consciousness. Five mental aggregate. That's why vinyanang, the third link. That is the consciousness. Initially it's pure. Then you input content, it become namarupa. For my mind. And this is the one you have to understand. Then you sure want to ask, Brother Teo, how you understand? You don't ask me that, no, because I didn't learn this life. No. I learned it from past life. No. That's why when I meditate, nobody teach me this one. No. Book also never write. No. But the moment I went in, I saw all this. So you ask whether got law of karma or not. You are born of it, here to it. You inherit everything. No. That's why, no doubt one, the law of karma, it will show it to you until you will never disbelieve it. In Hokkien, say, bo kao lu bo xiang si. There is the real. Yes. You will inherit. You will inherit. But not knowledge, understand? Knowledge, the brain gone, it go with the brain. No, you have to have some form of insight or wisdom. Like second turning, contemplative wisdom. Then it stay with you. Understand? But when you come, next birth, you listen, next birth when you come, you cannot straight away have this one. You cannot say, hey, my inheritance, no. Like your parents also, you must wait till they die till they inherit. If your father live longer than you, whatever. If your parents live longer than you, no inheritance. Means what? You never cultivate. You never connect. That's why the spiritual inheritance that you have cannot come back. Understand? Like Sakyamuni, age 29 to 35, when he was cultivating Dutanga practice, austerity, that time he suffered. Because cannot come back, not time yet. Understand? Sujata haven't offered the milk rice. Understand? But the moment he connect, everything come back. But before he connect, he already got a good karma. He already know. Austerity, self-motivation is not the way. That's why he went back and eat. Remember? Sujata, the monk, right? Oh, then he realized he need the body, the health. That's why my teacher, Acharya Yantra, say body important too. Understand? You cannot just deludedly subject to mortification, thinking that you do very austere, you're very serious, then you have more chance of enlightenment. Not like that one. That's why the Buddha, remember when he was a few years old at one of the, don't know what, festival, he was just a child, no? Then he said, wow, that experience he had, he levitated. Then he remembered that time he was very fit, well fed. Oh, then he go back and eat. Oh, then he realized that one got something to do with his past. How did I end up here? I was answering what just now. No, telling earlier on. Inheritance. Now I remember. When you live not long enough, your parents live longer than you. Like they say, jacket. So what happened is, even if let's say you don't jacketan, you wait until you retire 55 years old and you start. Then by the time you just want to understand a little bit of the Dhamma, you want to connect, 80 years old already. You inherit also cannot use. Got to pass it down to another one and let other people inherit. Understand? That's why don't miss the window and the opportunity. Make haste. Let it come. Connect. Then after that, your life, not only this life, all of your future existence, you make aspiration. Every life you come, you want to have this understanding. Understand? So that you know how to live. So that you don't have to suffer anymore. Like the Buddha said, third noble truth. Suffering need not be. Understand? If I can live a life with this form and my soul beautifully and I don't have to suffer, it's worth coming, isn't it? Everybody would like to come, isn't it? Oh, like this life, you can say I'm very lucky, like I'm very blessed. Yeah. I gave the talk in Bangkok. Whatever you want as a human being on this earth, all of the things I realize and achieve. First, when you are born, the first thing you want to achieve is what? Academic excellence. Yeah, correct? Correct? So, I achieve. Then what else? Financial or career. I reach the pinnacle of my career. I got it. Then after that, financial freedom. I also got it very early. Actually, at 35, I hit my first million. So, I achieve. Then, fourth one is what? Good family unit. Understand? A lot of people can achieve the first three. Correct? But to have good relationship and good family unit is not easy. Understand? And the last one is what? Well, I'm not interested in status and honesty. The materialistic pursuit. The last one is spiritual understanding. And I reach the pinnacle of it. What else you want? That's why you say I'm lucky, yes. But nothing to do with luck. In the past, a lot of hard work. I inherit them, you know. not luck. Luck, not like that one. You think you strike lottery luck. If no generosity, karma, dana, parami, you cannot strike on it. Understand? The Buddha already say, whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. Understand? You are what you are because of your karma. So, have faith in karma. Have that right view, straighten it out. Then determine to really do everything that the Buddha advised you to do. And actually, the Buddha is very fair. His advice is very simple. Avoid all evil, do good, purify your mind, cultivate already. And how to purify the mind? Train your mind to be heedful. Finish already. So difficult, man. Correct, huh? Did I tell you anything different from what the Buddha teach? That is precisely what he said, you know, in the Dhammapada saying. And before he died, he repeat again, Apamadena Sampadeta. Ing be every time write to me, you understand? Strike on your heedfulness. Do not be heedless.
She write to you or you write?
No, she write at the bottom, she sign. Because she, that time very serious. She wants to do it. Because she sees the importance of that advice. So, thank you for your 15 extra minutes. Okay, we end. Okay, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Oh, Yun Chan suddenly appear. Just now we couldn't find you. Yeah, thank you, thank you. Hey, don't go yet. We haven't done the sharing of merit and transfer of merit. We do our Theravada one. Afterward, tonight you cannot sleep. All this will be waiting. What the hell? That share also to transfer. Everything also take. Don't give. Cannot. Okay, we do. We do this sharing of merit. It's very important. In Pali, Akasata ca bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anemoditwa cirang rakantu lokasasana itta watta camehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anemodantu sabba sampati sidiya. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu punyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu punyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu punyatayo. Ibmina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, Ingbi, for the reminder. Very good. Otherwise, tomorrow rain, I tell you. We are very fortunate, so far so good. 3 days of continuous sunshine. Very good weather. We rejoice. We thank them for all the whatever good things that they have done for us. We rejoice. Sadhu.